theological seminary, the desert, they would go into inheritance to cross over to the Jordan River into the promised land. Are you with me? When we are born into Egypt, this world. Eli was born tomorrow, in 2 days it will be 2 weeks ago. We love him, right? With all of our hearts, right? Gabi starts to bond with him. But Gabi, I'm sure you would not want to see him exactly the same, like now, in the summer, if the Lord allows us to come. I mean, we would immediately tell Yael and Jake, why didn't you go to the doctor? He looks the same. He doesn't see it. And in 1 year, he doesn't even try to walk. Something is wrong. The natural speaks and points to the spiritual. Child needs to grow up out of his childhood, childish behavior. A child is waiting for borders, unlike in this Western world. If you raise your hand against, you know, spank your child, you might find yourself in jail. Excuse me? A child needs borders, and he needs to me, the father, say, you do this, you do that. You know, checklist. Are you with me? And if he's an obedient child, he will grow into adulthood and into sonship. Are you with me? But can you imagine me telling my son, who is now 30 years of age, Michael, you forgot to brush your teeth. Did you make pee-pee before you went to sleep? No, he's not a mental case. He's 30 years old. It's absurd, right? That's the relationship that God wants with us. Do this, do this. This is good for when we are children. When we are ready to take our father's business, he does not want a child to inherit his business. Are you with me?
Hallelujah.
That's Paul. Paul is basing it on our portion of the week. Some were children in the mountain, but some were called up to the higher calling. Who were there? Who were they? The elders of Israel, not the babes of Israel. To the high priest, Moses, adult, Nadab and Abihu. Probably they missed it because they were young, who knows. Are you with me? We are to grow out of our childish behavior with God. God is not interested in a bunch of religious yes-men people.
Amen.
He wants relationship. Not because of the new covenant. He always wanted relationship. In Isaiah 1, he says, who even commanded you concerning the Sabbath and the feast? Excuse me? Are you out of your mind, God? It's you! When was the last time you read your own book, oh God? But why says it? Because they stayed under the letter which kills, and they thought that they can do whatever they want. If they go to the priest and bring the lamb, if they do this, checklist. They were children. They were not sons and heirs. Are you with me? They were not, as Hebrews calls it in chapter 5 or so. Remember Paul, or whoever wrote Hebrews, we'll not argue about it now, says, in this stage, you should have been teachers. Now I need to go with you to the basic. Are you ready? The basics that he mentions there are all that the church and many messianic congregations are dealing with. Doctrines of faith, repentance, baptism, laying hands, those are children things. So what is he talking about? Come to me, come to eat with me. I want you to grow up. I want you to inherit. All the earth, all the creation is waiting for you. Grow up. So the creation can see the freedom in you. Can see me in you. as long as he is a child, does not differ from a slave, though he is master of all, etc., etc., etc. And I want to see, I want you to read me, and this is the last one. I know I say it many times, last one, but chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. Remember how we started today? The very first commandment, I am Yahweh, your God, who brought you out of the house of bondage. To liberty, not liberty westernized with liberty. Liberty of slavery to the only good master. Liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not entangle again with the yoke of bondage. And I want you to go to verse 13. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Beloved, if you will blame me ever for teaching heresy today, you will have problems with those words. Oh no, Paul spoke to the Gentiles. Really? Many times he spoke in first person. We are. Friends, and if you really, really differentiate God's word to Gentile Jews, while he wanted to make us one, you are in a big problem. You are still children. Galatians is good for Messianics as well as for Gentiles. Because it's the living word of God. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Go with me to verse 22. Oh, no. We'll verse 17. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and those are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. For now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentious, jealousness, outburst of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revile, and the like. Okay, I will not embarrass you. How many of you found themselves doing some of those things? Or at least thinking of them? I will take it upon you. Thank you, my honest brother. I will take it upon you. It means, my friend, that we are still under something else that we should not be under. We are still children. Once we let our master nail us into his door, into his... Remember? Once we submit... It says also in Galatians, we crucified our lusts. We crucified our flesh. We are complete. Remember, we are bought by His precious blood. And if we are bought, we have no rights. And once we are led by the Spirit, we should have the next one. And here I am. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Once upon a time, there was an event. They call it Mount Sinai event. It was only a picture for another mountain experience called Mount Zion. And it happens in Acts chapter 2. Same date, same feast, Feast of Pentecost. The people from the first event thought that they are matches. They saw all the miracles that God did for them in Egypt. All the judgment against the other gods. They saw him depart the Red Sea. Right? sweetening the bitter waters. Remember? Woo-hoo! Giving them those... No. To eat the meat. Quail, thank you. And giving them manna. Woo-hoo! They were really in a high, yeah? And they got to the mountain that God wanted to call them to a higher level. But they were children still. So the hoopla hula around the golden calf thing, mixing, confusing it with other, with the real God who just spoke to them. Can you imagine? You know how many were killed by the Levites who took their sword according to Moses' instruction? About, this is the Hebrew, ke in Hebrew, about 3,000. 14 years, 1400 later, there was another mountain experience to the same Jewish people. In Golgotha, they were out of Egypt. Are you with me? Passover. Then, 50 days later, Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down. And you know how many were saved? About 3,000. Exact same number, about. Also in the Greek, about. The letter kills, the Spirit revives. Were they contradicting? Did the Holy Spirit come to annul the Torah? No! But it gave them power! And what mankind needed in order to fulfill the Torah. It actually wrote the 10 words on our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Not that we will be dealing with a checklist, but at least the two greatest ones will be shown and expressed through us. Let's grow up, people, because there is a beautiful master who is waiting for us up on the mountain. Still. And soon we enter the seventh day. By the way, little nugget, where? When was Moses called into the cloud? On the seventh day. After 6 days. When was Yeshua transfigured? Before his disciples? After 6 days. But this is just a little nugget. The seventh day is waiting for us with open arms. Or should I say it differently? The one who created the seventh day is waiting with open arms, but he will not accept children. He will accept sons and daughters who pass through the tests of the wilderness, who don't complain and who don't blame others for the problems, and who do not wish to go back to Egypt. You want to hurt God's heart? Not by not keeping the Sabbath, not by eating pork, egg and bacon. This is, the evening comes and it goes down, closing the Torah. You want to hurt God's heart? Tell him you are not good and you are not what you are saying you are. This is like a knife in his heart, like our children tells us. No, mama, you are not whom you say. No, daddy. No, I don't trust you. What? I would give my life for you, my son. The issue which did not allow the people of Israel, our forefathers, welcome those who are grafted in, beloved, as first-class citizens. We are the children of Israel, yeah? You know our forefathers why they did not enter into the land? Not because of not keeping the checklist of the Torah. Because of distrust. They did not believe the God that the book of Hebrews says. That's why they did not enter his rest. Not because they did not fulfill this or that or this and that. Because they did not have relationship with David. How are you? How are you? I miss you so much. Where are you, daddy? Why are you not saying to me? They were not mature. Amen?
Amen.
That's a faith. In the one who loved us, loves us, and will forever love us. And let allow him to take our ears and nail it to his door, to Yeshua, his son.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. I promised I will give you some time for questions if you have. You don't need to. Everybody
needs
a hand up. There is a hand up.
Yes, you did. I thought part of the
thing. Another thing, beloved, if you want just to absorb and just, you know, just think, okay, we do not need to open it. I'm here at your service. And I'm sure Connie will not kick you out. So if you want to talk, if you think your question is beneficial for others, speak up. Amen?
There's